Proverbs 23, verses 15 through 35. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. May the Lord ever deliver us from the deceitfulness and addictive bondage of sin and uncleanness, of drunkenness and whoredom. May he set us apart by his grace to become wise and pure in his eyes. Oh, the joy and blessing that it brings to our Father in heaven when our hearts are wise in him and when our lips speak the truth of his word. And what grace and joy it yields when we truly learn to not envy those who are living in sin, but rather when we learn to settle our hearts and minds and souls and bodies to abide in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For when we do, the Lord promises us that he shall not cut off our expectation in him, but he shall give us the desires of our hearts. So hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. For Christ Jesus is the way to the Father. So may we ever hear his voice and continue in obedience to his doctrine, so that in the day of his appearing we shall not be found amongst the winebibbers and riotous eaters of flesh, so that our hearts shall not be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. But rather may we be found in him, without spot and blemish, fine linen, clean and white, serving him faithfully in whatever he has set before us to do. So let us honor the parents that God has given us, and never turn to spite towards them. And let us buy the truth and sell it not. And let us buy and lay hold of wisdom and instruction and understanding from the Lord himself. For then both our father and mother shall be glad, and our mothers shall rejoice, and even our Father in heaven shall greatly rejoice. For as John the Apostle said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Glory to God. So let us heed the instruction of verse 26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. And let us give our hearts entirely to the Lord, and to the godly authorities that he has placed over us in our lives. And let us keep our eyes on Christ, looking unto him, for he is the author and finisher of our faith. Because there are many adulterers and adulteresses who have perverted the way of righteousness, and have ran greedily after the error of Balaam, whose end shall be destruction, going straight to the pit of hell. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Which is why, again, we must be careful as to whose bread we eat and whose wine we drink. For the bread of Christ and the cup of the Lord are strength and grace to the upright. But the bread of him that hath an evil eye, and the cup of the serpent leads to great woe, sorrow, confusion, contentions, sickness, whoredoms, bondage, and death. So let us lay it to heart, because who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. He's not talking about the cup of the Lord. They that go to seek mixed wine. This is the wine that bites like a serpent, that stings like an adder, and leads your eyes to behold strange women, so that your heart utters perverse things before the Lord. So may we ever heed the instruction of Solomon, and give the Lord our hearts, and guide our heart in the way of life, and never let our heart envy sinners, but rather to be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For Jesus Christ said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walketh in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 15 through 35.